Hallelujah. All nations, extol the Lord, all peoples. For great is his steadfast love toward us, and the faithfulness of the Lord endures forever. Hallelujah. That is, praise the Lord. The words of Psalm 117. All of it. It's pretty short, really, huh? And if you're following along in your Bible, you might notice I do this as a habit, and it may throw you from time to time, but I just can't stand reading the word Alleluia in English. That is, praise the Lord. Now, it's fine. It's fine. It means what it says, right? Sing praises to Yahweh, the Lord of heaven and earth, God Almighty. Praise the Lord. It's great. It's great. It's fine. But just Alleluia. I mean, we sing it all the time, right? We can handle that. That one didn't need to get translated for us in our Psalter. Yeah. You know, we don't translate all these other words that maybe we should. Things like Cephas, which means little rock, or Hosanna, which means save us. And then we go and we translate Alleluia. Come on, let's use it. So praise the Lord, all nations, right? Alleluia, all nations. Extol him, all peoples. And look at this. This is the Old Testament good news that the nations, the Gentiles, even the pagan unbelievers, the farthest reaches of the earth, all of mankind, neither Jew nor Greek, male nor female, slave nor free, everybody is included in the salvation that God has planned and promised to take place from the blood lineage of Abraham in the land of Judea sometime. And now you and I know that sometime has come and happened in the one man, Jesus Christ. So we are included in this, but it's a very much an epiphany song. It was not for the Hebrew people to keep this to themselves. It was to be shouted to the ends of the earth, and here it was. What was to be shouted? That great is his steadfast love toward us, that God, even though we rebelled against him, we turned our backs on him, we broke his world, has decided he is not going to abandon us as we deserve, but instead has prepared salvation for us, because even though we are faithless, he proves himself faithful. The faithfulness of the Lord endures forever. It is actually, if I might kind of paraphrase Dr. Luther, against his nature to destroy. It is an alien work that he must do in showing wrath. It is his proper work, according to his nature, to deliver, to hand out good, to be steadfast. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying God's breaking his nature. We're not arguing the Trinity here, right? What I'm saying is that what God really wants, what God prefers, what God is God to do, is to hand out gift. Gift upon gift, grace upon grace, mercy upon mercy. And here you have the Old Testament people of God acknowledging just what a wonderful, marvelous, universal thing that is. Now you and I here, post-incarnation of Jesus, post-end of the Old Covenant, post-institution of the New, we can see how it all comes down to the praise of the Lord on the cross, where we abandoned him, but his steadfast love toward us was immovable, and his faithfulness to himself, because he can't deny himself, held the course. And for the joy that was set before him, that is this praise, not so that like he needs it, like he needs a pat on the back, but the praise of the fact that he's actually given out the gift, given out the good, that held his hand, mind, heart, human, mind you, steady. As dark clouds gathered, as earthquakes shook, as people scoffed and spit and beat in his face, he held firm, because that's who he is. That's what he does. That's what he did for you. That's the good news. You're listening to His Time on Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of that good news. Isn't it great to know you can always find it here?